Hey, welcome. I am your host, Sam, and this is Urban Legends and Other Dreadful Curiosities, a podcast about urban legends coming from different cultures and other scary stories as well. Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to the sixth episode of Urban Legends and Other Dreadful Curiosities. Right now, it is 6:11 p.m. on a Sunday here in Riverside, California, and I probably wouldn't have known that if I haven't looked at my laptop, honestly. Also, it's been, I don't even know how many times I've attempted to record this episode. I think I lost the ability to properly talk like a functioning human being ever since this quarantine and self-isolation started. Yeah, I sound so dramatic right now, but I do apologize for that. I hope you are all doing well during this difficult time. I know it's really hard and a lot of people are struggling right now, so just keep in mind we'll get through this. So, aside from that bleak life update, this podcast finally has an Instagram page. Follow Urban Legends AODC on Instagram for some podcast updates and some good content. So go do that right now. It's Urban Legends AODC. Just click that follow button right now. Do it. Are you doing it? Okay. So today we are going to talk about the Queen Mary. So to those of you who have no idea what I'm talking about, the Queen Mary is actually a tourist attraction located in Long Beach, California. So the Queen Mary is actually a ship. It's a British ocean liner, and its construction started in 1930, and the ship was launched in 1934. Also, fun fact, the Queen Mary is apparently 2 times the size of the Titanic, and it is also one of the fastest ships to cross the Atlantic Ocean. It has 2 swimming pools, beauty salons, libraries, nurseries, a music studio, a lecture hall, and prayer rooms. So back then, to be able to ride this ship, it'll cost you around $98, which now it'll be around $4,500. Another fun fact, Queen Mary was supposed to be named Queen Victoria after King George V's grandmother. The board of directors at Cunard, which is the name of the shipping line company, so they asked for King George's blessing to name the ship as part of protocol, saying that they will name this ship after England's greatest queen, meaning they're planning to name the ship Queen Victoria. But then the king misunderstood and replied, "My wife, Queen Mary, will be delighted that you are naming the ship after her." So basically, the ship was named because of a miscommunication. So the ship was active in 1936, but the services stopped around World War II, and the ship was actually used to transport troops and war prisoners. Queen Mary returned to service in 1947 and retired in 1967. During the launch of the ship in 1934, a well-known psychic, whose name is Lady Mabel Fortescue Harrison, she predicted that the ship will be more popular when it never sails another mile or carries another passenger. So now the ship is located in Long Beach, where it's now a tourist spot, hotel, and venue for special events. But the Queen Mary isn't just known for its rich history. It's also famous for its paranormal activities. Voted as one of the top 10 most haunted places by Time magazine, Queen Mary has some intriguing pasts over the years. It's not really surprising that there is a lot of recorded paranormal activities in this ship. One of the most haunted spots in the Queen Mary is Stateroom B340. So this room is basically like a hotspot of paranormal activities. It was also featured in Sci-Fi Channel's Ghost Hunters and Most Haunted. Guests staying in this room would hear knocks at night, bathroom lights turning on and off by itself, doors would open and close, and they would also hear disembodied voices. So another report claims that there is a dark figure that would stand at the foot of their bed while they're sleeping. So can you imagine having a sleep paralysis and you see this dark figure standing over you? That's kind of creepy, honestly. And you just can't move and all that. When I first read this, my mind actually drifted to that thought, and it's pretty creepy. But I've never had sleep paralysis before, so let's hope that doesn't happen. Okay, so in 1948, a man named Walter J. Adamson passed away in this very room. Details of his death were unknown, and it remained a mystery until now. In 1966, a woman claimed that an invisible entity yanked the blankets from her as she was sleeping. And also, this room was actually sealed for 30 years. So another room that's a hotspot for paranormal activities is this room called Mauritania Room. I think that's how you say it. I'm not really sure. I tried Googling how to pronounce this word, but yeah, I'm not really sure. So yeah, I apologize for that. So I'm going to stick with Mauritania. So it's called the Mauritania Room. So in 1989, two women were cleaning this VIP reception, this specific room, and they found a passenger sitting at the very center of the room, just chilling. So a third woman came in to help with the cleaning, and the passenger was just staring at her. Then these ladies were pretty much bothered by it, so then the cleaners called security, and this passenger who was just sitting at the center of the room just faded in front of these three women. So yeah, that's pretty much how it goes. But so far, I think this is the story for it. But yeah, that was pretty creepy, honestly. And it's not just like one person seeing this. Like there's three of them in that one room and they all saw the same thing happening, which is pretty... Yeah, I wouldn't want to be in that position, honestly. Although I like horror, I would be very scared if I had a paranormal encounter, which I have. And it was creepy. Okay, moving on. So another room that has a lot of paranormal activity is Hatch Door 13. In 1966, a crew member was tasked to close the watertight doors and the boiler rooms. Later, he was found crushed by one of the doors and his arms were pinned to the sides. So authorities were able to help the man, but then he died later in the hospitals. So his body showed signs of crushing injury, including in his arms, legs, and pelvis. He was also bleeding from the nose. So the legend says that the ghost of him still haunts the area and you can hear footsteps and whistling. And there are also sightings of a man in blue overalls that look like him. And this man would ask guests where his wrench is, and then he would just disappear. He was also known for leaving greasy fingerprints on guests' faces and just areas where he would roam around. So another spot that is famous for its hauntings is the swimming pools in Queen Mary. So there are two swimming pools in this ship. So both pools are closed for many years due to California's safety codes, and it's currently undergoing refurbishment. So a glass was installed so that people can take a look inside the pool. Actually, according to like stories and from my research, so in the first class swimming pool, the ceiling's quartz construction amplified the spirits, especially those located in the dressing room areas. There are reports of a woman in light-colored clothing who was seen standing alone in the balcony. Aside from that, wet footprints would appear out of nowhere, and there are also reports of splashing noises that can be heard from the pool. In the second-class swimming pool, a little girl drowned, and now the locals call her Little Jackie. Little Jackie's ghost can be heard playing in the pool. So those are just some of the ghost stories that I have for the Queen Mary. I'm pretty sure there's a lot, but I think it's gonna take me forever to get them all in this podcast. And like, there's really a ton of ghosts in this ship, honestly. I've actually been in the Queen Mary. I think I was 16 at the time. And from the inside, the ship looked really old, and I thought it was interesting, and I actually forgot about it until someone emailed me about it, and I thought it was really interesting, and I forgot that it was famous for its hauntings. And but yeah, I thought it was really cool and interesting to research some of them, and yeah, I think you guys should visit Queen Mary. I heard that they also do ghost tours and stuff like that. I don't know, but it was also featured in BuzzFeed, I think. Is it BuzzFeed Unsolved? I'm not sure, but yeah, feel free to correct me or something if I said something wrong. Like, just slide into my DMs or email me if you have some corrections and stuff like that. So this listener story is from John, and actually John gave me the idea of doing an episode on Queen Mary, and it is called Encounter. The tour I was on only had about 6 people plus the guide. Granted, this was like 10 years ago, so some of what was shown on this tour may or may not be shown on current tours due to whatever renovations they are doing on the ship. We were taken inside the room where the first class pool is and into the shower area, which is now currently under renovation per the website. Also, we were taken to many other parts of the ship, and maybe the guide did more because the group was so small. I'm not too sure. During the said tour, the guide did explain that sometimes people report seeing and hearing things, and none of which are produced by staff of the ship. I saw the ghosts on the part of the tour when they show one of the engine rooms. From what I can recall during this part of the tour, the guide was explaining how an engineer died in the engine room they were showing us, and his spirit goes through some routine where he appears to be completing a checklist as if he was doing his job. So it was during this time the guide said there is a video they show, and there is like a video screen set up, and the video is like 10 minutes or so explaining things about the ship. Well, it was at this time a person dressed like he was in the Navy back in the 30s or 40s approached this panel near where we were all standing and seemed to be reading the information, and then walked between us toward the back of the engine room and off into the darkness. I asked the others on the tour if they just saw the person walking to the back of the engine room. It seemed odd because they have it where you need to go over the rail, which is to keep people out so they do not go to the back of the room as nothing is there. They ask what person. I told them it was the person that just walked between us and to the back of the room. This actually scared 2 people on the tour, and they wanted to leave immediately but could not. Yeah, so basically that's the encounter from John. Thank you so much for writing, John. It was such an interesting story, and I really appreciate you taking the time to write this. And I was actually really creeped out about it. So thank you so much for listening to this episode once again. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. And if you have some paranormal encounters, some urban legends to share, or you just want to say hi, then hit me up on my Instagram page, which is Urban Legends AODC. And you can also email me at urbanlegendsaodcpodcast@gmail.com. I'll try to upload every week, but usually I think I'm going to stick to like 2 weeks, every 2 weeks or every week and a half. Honestly, I don't know. Like, it's been a rough couple of days, couple of weeks. So stay tuned for the next episode. See you later, and also stay safe and wash your hands. Okay, bye.